Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard.
And I have a theory.
Oh, hey, chickens. So, last episode, I got very down on the downer endings. Some recent episodes, and I didn't really talk about how much I enjoyed The Angels Take Manhattan, which I did, the same as I enjoyed A Good Man Goes to War, not much of Let's Kill Hitler, and I enjoyed a lot of the Wedding of River Song. It's just because there's like, again, it's this very Stephen Moffat thing where you get these great set pieces, these really evocative and effective moments that, you know, that when you kind of try to explain to someone, like, you know, my favorite thing about Doctor Who is you can probably boil the plots down to a little sentence and people go, oh, yeah, that sounds like fun. Like, you know, if you're going to talk about the robots of death, you'd be like, oh, it's like Agatha Christie's And Then There Were None, but with robots in the future on a weird mining ship. And you're like, yeah, that sounds like fun. But with The Angels Take Manhattan, you go, oh, it's kind of a pastiche of that kind of hard-boiled Raymond Chandler sort of detective story, but with this ongoing Doctor Who villain, which is, the Weeping Angels. Then you've got to explain the Weeping Angels. Then you've got to, like, and so it just kind of feels like it has nothing that, you know, you can call it the one where Amy and Rory leave, or you can call it the one where the Statue of Liberty turns out to be a weeping angel. Like, these are great, enormous, fun, you know, quite sad in the aspect of Amy and Rory moments. And, you know, it's really sweet when the Doctor is kind of sad about them leaving because he's only just kind of realized that they've set a place for him every Christmas, and that makes him, you know, have a tear, which he hasn't had before. But, you know, the Doctor's been angry, the Doctor's been, you know, giggly, the Doctor's been delighted, so why shouldn't he also have tears of joy? Like, that can be a thing that the Doctor does. It doesn't have to be all the time, like, just once is enough. Like, having the Doctor be openly weepy every week would probably be annoying. And I suspect part of, you know, making this Doctor such an emotional wreck towards the end of his time, especially with Amy and Rory, is kind of maybe why Moffat decided to make Capaldi's Doctor quite curmudgeonly. I really, like, I mean, I guess we'll find out as we go through the episodes, but I kind of felt like they didn't really get how to write for Capaldi until that Zygon two-parter where he got to deliver, you know, spectacular speeches. And after that, it's like a speech a week. It's like every week I got a speech. But yeah, I mean, Matt is clearly nonplussed about the whole Angels Take Manhattan thing. Not impressed with River Song. I kind of like the Melody Malone idea. It kind of is dispensed with very quickly. You know, it's like, ooh, who's Melody Malone? What's going on? It's River. And that moment of Rory turning up in New York and her going, "Hi, Dad," that's kind of cute. Like I said, there are some great cute moments. The spooky cherubim angels, amazing, love it. The creepy woman that crosses the street to come and get the old guy and her son statues, great. I love that. Like basically, they're saying all of New York is just riddled with weeping angels. Makes me terrified for whatever is happening in the Gilded Age. you know, I'm kind of obsessed with Madras shows. I do love the Gilded Age. I'm not alone as well. Lovely Jess said, "I love the Gilded Age." It fills a Downton-shaped hole in my life. Plus, as you pointed out, the dresses and hats are fabulous. They are fabulous, like amazing. And she says, far more dramatic than the straight lines of the 1920s Downton fashion. Yeah, they're a bit dowdy. And then she said, do you watch Bridgerton Queen Charlotte? It was essentially your mum's episode, but in Bridgerton world, or am I stretching because Francine is Lady Danbury? I mean, I love Ajoa Ando, like one of my favourite actors, just amazing. I haven't seen that Queen Charlotte Bridgerton. I really like Bridgerton, but, you know, the dresses are spectacular. My favourite dress show I'm watching at the moment, which is a little grown up probably, I mean, as is Bridgerton really, and the Gilded Age. I mean, it's, you know, it's a lot of people running around in very cinched waists, not being very, you know, being very chaste about things, but occasionally. You know what I didn't realise? I've been watching The Gilded Age for 2 seasons now, and halfway through the second season, I realised that Christine Baranski's butler is Arthur Dent from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, like from the 80s one. Like, well, I think he's in the original radio play, I think, Simon Jones. It was just one of those like, oh my God, is that him? Anyway, it was just such a weird moment. I'm like, oh my God. I do love the whole kind of like upstairs, downstairsness of it all. Speaking of which, I don't know if anyone's been watching, this is just what's on telly now, this podcast. Has anyone been watching Expats on Amazon Prime, which is about Nicole Kidman's face trying to have an emotion? No, that's cruel. I mean, sometimes it is. Nicole Kidman plays a very wealthy woman living in Hong Kong. And they live in this, you know, fancy apartment building, and everyone's got a live-in servant. And you never really, like, they kind of talk about them. Oh, she's like one of the family. Oh, what would we do without her, kind of thing. And episode 5 of that series, like, it's like a 90-minute episode all of a sudden. Suddenly you get to, like, you get to see the interiority of some of these people who are working for these rich people. And, you know, they're all kind of like, it's a Sunday, they all get to hang out together, and they're all gossiping about what their, you know, their employers are like, oh, he's sleeping with her, did you know she's sleeping with him? Like, you know, they know all the gossip. And they're all kind of, you know, sniping about their very wealthy, entitled bosses. And it's just, it's such a great episode. Like, I haven't absolutely loved the show. Like, it's a decent show. And I mean, but that's the problem at the moment. Every show is of very high quality. The writing's really good. The directing's really good. But it feels like, you know, for something to kind of stick out, it has to be, you know, ridiculously good. Like, I've also been enjoying Night Country, which is a, you know, would you call it a True Detective spin-off? It's like True Detective Night Country with Jodie Foster, which also stars the Ninth Doctor, Christopher Eccleston, who said he only agreed to do it because he wanted to work with Jodie Foster because he loves her. And I'm like, oh my God, that's so cute. Like, I loved Jodie Foster when I was a kid. Like, I loved Freaky Friday, although that did scare me. But yeah, anytime she was in anything, I was like, oh yeah, it's Jodie Foster. Oh my God, I saw her on a talk show the other day talking about being mauled by a lion when she was a little kid. She was in some movie with a lion, some Disney film, and it's like, oh wow. Anyway, this has been quite the divergence. But yeah, so it's like Expats has like a, when you get to episode 5, all of a sudden it's, you know, Downton Abbey now. just a whole bunch of Filipino women working in Hong Kong, sending money home to their families. Like, it is, yeah, it kind of reminded me a bit of, you know, the disparity in Triangle of Sadness. But yeah, oh, it was, and the ending was such a gut punch. Oof. And someone sang a Boss Gag song, which I love. Like, I love Boss Gags. Anyway, this has been such a diversion. I intended this episode to talk about Amy and Rory's time in the show, and now we've got to the end of the episode. I'll have to do that in the next one.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.